This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Brisk voting is underway for the first phase of general elections. Polling is taking place in 102 parliamentary constituencies spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. Simultaneous voting is also taking place to elect new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single phase today. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. However, timings vary in the northeastern states and left-wing extremism affected areas. In the first phase, voting is being held for all the parliamentary constituencies in 10 states and union territories. There are 39 segments of Tamil Nadu, 5 in Uttarakhand, 2 each in Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, and 1 each in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Polling is also being held for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha elections. Among them, prominent candidates include senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbanand Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Sundararajan and Jitin Prasad. Besides, Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate is being sealed in the EVMs today. The voter turnout till 3 p.m. in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections was recorded at over 51% in Tamil Nadu, nearly 46% in Uttarakhand, 54% in Arunachal Pradesh, in Meghalaya around 62%, nearly 42% in Rajasthan, in Uttar Pradesh over 47%, in Bihar nearly 40%, in Madhya Pradesh over 53%, over 44% in Maharashtra, over 68% in Tripura, and in West Bengal more than 66% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. In Chhattisgarh, polling is taking place in Maoist-affected Bastar Lok Sabha constituency. Polling began at 7 in the morning amid heavy security arrangements. Long queues were seen at polling booths. Over 58% polling was reported till 3 p.m. In Maoist-affected sensitive areas, the polling ended at 3 p.m., while in the rest of the areas, it concludes at 5 p.m. The filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls will end this evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Yesterday, filing of nominations began for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prominent candidates whose political fate will be decided in this phase include former Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Trivendra Singh Rawat from Haridwar, Union Minister of State for Defence and Tourism, Ajay Bhatt from Nainital Udham Singh Nagar, Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal from Bikaner in Rajasthan, and former Chief Minister of Tripura, Biplab Kumar Dev from Tripura West. State BJP Chief of Tamil Nadu K. Annamalai from Coimbatore, former Governor of Telangana Dr. Tamilisai Sundararajan from Chennai South, DMK leader Kanimori from Thoothukudi, former Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu O. Panneerselvam from Ramanathapuram, film star Radhika Sharath Kumar from Virudhunagar, Union Minister of State for Animal Husbandry and Dairying Sanjeev Balyan from Muzaffarnagar, Uttar Pradesh, and Nakul Nath, son of Congress leader Kamal Nath from Chindwara, Madhya Pradesh, are also in the fray. Campaigning has intensified for the subsequent phases of Lok Sabha polls, with senior leaders of various political parties addressing multiple rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a gathering in Gajraula area of Amroha district in Uttar Pradesh today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting at Katihar in Bihar. The Indian Railways is operating a record number of additional trains to meet the summer rush. The Railways is operating a record-breaking 9,111 trips during the summer season to ensure convenience of passengers and manage the anticipated surge in travel demand during summers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.